The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Independent Living Update for September 2018.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, was signed in 1990 under the leadership of President George H.W. Bush. Title II of the ADA requires that all state and local governments ensure that people with disabilities have equal opportunity to vote. Equal opportunity. This would mean that all barriers should be removed that would hinder a person from exercising their right to vote. The ADA, however, does not use closure of polls as a remedy for noncompliance. Randolph County attempted to do just that. They wanted to close 7 out of their 9 polls. This would cause a hardship not only for people with disabilities, but other minorities that would not be able to get to the polls. On August the 22nd, Statewide Independent Living Council, Rev Up Coalition, the NAACP, and a host of other advocacy agencies said, "No, we are not going to allow you to use the ADA to hinder other minorities from being able to vote." On August the 24th, Randolph County Election Board met. The decision was made to allow the polls to remain open. I am so glad that the disability community stood up and said, "No, you are not going to use my ADA to hinder any other minority from voting." This is why it is very important that we get out as a community and vote on November the 6th. If you're not sure of your registration status, visit the Secretary of State's website at www.sos.ga.gov. Make sure that you are able to vote at the polls on November the 6th.
Disability Rights Update is the who, what, where, when, and how of advocating for your rights. Brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led organization. You can contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890.